7:54 KSJE. It's time for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment. Stacy Voss is joining us, the director of the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us. Big happenings over at the shelter beginning yesterday, right?
Yeah, almost bigger than I expected.
Uh-oh. Tell us all about it. This is quite the deal.
It is. So with the Regional Animal Shelter Foundation, that is a 501c3 that helps support the shelter, they had a few generous donors decide that they wanted to help people adopt animals and help us adopt them out. So they have generously donated enough money so that we can waive the adoption fees for all of the animals for this week only.
That's amazing. So 1 week only, and you can go in and pick out a dog or cat or whatever you've got over there, right? For free, basically.
Correct. So we have a special adoption application process, or survey process, that we're going through first, just because we knew how busy we were going to be. So you just come in and fill out a brief survey, and we try and match you up with an animal that will match your lifestyle as best as we can. And then you have to do the regular adoption process with filling out paperwork and all that good stuff. But then, yes, you get to walk out without paying any adoption fee.
Okay. And all the other benefits still are there, right? The animal is spayed or neutered, and they're chipped, and all those good benefits still exist, right?
Correct. So everybody has to be spayed and neutered before they can leave. We tried to kind of get as many animals done as we could beforehand, but a lot of our cats still quite aren't done, so you might have to wait a few days to take them home.
Okay.
But yeah, and we almost, this is crazy, we almost ran out of dogs yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, so we had 97 adoptions in one day, which is, of course, breaking a record for us. But we do have new animals available every single day. We have some dogs that we're going to evaluate for adoption today and put them up. And just kind of as they come in, we will process them through and get them up for adoption. So if you don't see somebody that you're interested in right away, definitely check back with us because, like I said, we will have new animals available for adoption every day.
Okay. And what about just a shout out to these donors through the foundation that have helped to make this possible. What a great idea. It's never been done before in my knowledge here in Farmington. So what a great thing.
Yes, it's been amazing. And it happened at kind of just the right time because we were extremely full, especially with cats. And we still have a wide variety of cats available. But we were definitely running out of places to put animals, so it was perfect timing, and it's a great way for us to save some lives and a great way for people to come in and adopt and then spend that adoption fee spoiling their new family member.
There you go. That's a great idea. Now, I know you usually send me a list of animals that are available, so are some of those still available, or have they all been adopted out on Monday?
So our pets of the week, Ray and Diva, have been adopted, but Missy and Abby, our two senior cats on the pet of the week, are still available.
Okay. And so they're older and they're just ready to go to a new home.
Yes, they're sweet, sweet girls. They're a little bit overwhelmed and shy in the shelter, and I don't think they'll quite be that way once they get comfortable in a new home, but their owners were devastated. They were moving and not allowed to take the cats, and the owners were quite devastated that they had to surrender their cats. But Missy and Diva have lived together their whole lives. Like I said, they're quiet, sweet girls. Really just need a kind of a quiet retirement home where they can just curl up on a lap or two and spend the rest of their days. Abby is 14 and Missy is, Abby is 14 and Missy is 10. So.
Right, and they've been indoor cats, I think, for the most part, right? So that probably would be a good thing for them, too.
Yep, they've been indoor cats, so they need an indoor home because they aren't used to being outside.
Okay, and I know normally it's dogs and cats, puppies and kittens, but you've had some other interesting animals on occasion. There are a couple of rats, I think, last week. Are they still around, or are they gone to a new home?
The rats are adopted.
Okay.
So I don't know if we have a bunny or not. We might have a bunny, but right now we got the rats adopted, so we don't really have too many exotics right now, and that's just kind of, as they come in, we usually get them up for adoption.
You never know, right?
Right.
That's what makes your job so interesting. You don't know what's coming through that door, I suppose.
Exactly. It's never the same thing 2 days in a row.
Right. And so real quick, Stacy, we've got a couple minutes left. If you have just an extra couple of minutes for me, when folks come in, you mentioned kind of the process. There's a application, adoption application that the family would need to fill out, and you try to get them with that new family member right away. Is that how it works?
Yep. So so if you come in, I'll admit there were lines yesterday, so bring your patients. But we sit down and talk to you about kind of the pets that you already have and what you're looking for to add to your family. And then we kind of go over how to read the kennel cards, because we have more information, or as much information as we have about the pet as possible, on their kennel cards that are hanging on their kennel. So we kind of teach everybody about what to look for that. And then they're kind of free to look and shop, so to speak, and see who catches their eye.
Right.
And then we have lots of volunteers hanging out that they can help show you that animal and tell you everything that they know about them. And then once you decide that you're ready to adopt, then we just go through the regular adoption process with our adoption contract and signing a few pieces of paper, and then you're free to go. But yeah, we did have lines yesterday, so bring your patience. But we have lots of animals still available for adoption, and you can always check them out. It's called pettango.com. It's PETANGO.com, and you just have to enter our zip code, and they will show you the available animals that we have.
Okay, and that's pretty much up to date, right? So that's a great resource to use.
Yep, so as soon as they're adopted in our computer system, they will come off that website.
So that's a pretty good, accurate list, I guess, of all the animals that are available. And as you mentioned, you were running low on dogs, but probably we'll have more today.
Yep, we should have, we'll probably have between 15 and 20 dogs available for adoption today by the time we get them all processed through. So I expect those to go quickly. Dogs seem to be pretty popular, but like I said, we still have a lot of cats still looking for homes as well, and kittens.
Okay. And again, this is only this week is this opportunity for folks, right?
Correct. It runs, we're open 11:30 to 5:30 every day, and this Priceless Pets event runs through the end of business on Sunday.
On Sunday. So that's, there you go, everybody. So check it out, Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. Stacy, thank you so much. What a great idea. Good luck with it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for letting us tell people about it.
You bet. Take care. Stacy Voss from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, my guest here on KSJE Farmington.